Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Philip Tate. He is a communications consultant doing brand building, strategic communications, and marketing based in Charlotte, North Carolina. I have Dr. Mohan Ananda. He is a scientist, lawyer, serial entrepreneur, author of the book Autobiography of an Immigrant, which has been translated into multiple languages, and he is passionate about helping people succeed in business. I also have Rick Alcantara. He does public relations, digital marketing, and crisis communication at Rick Alcantara Consulting. The question I have today, what does having a community mean to you, and how did you find yours? Mohan, kick us off.
Thanks, Robin. As you said, I'm an immigrant, so there is a lot of value being part of a community. It's really how do you bring people together or join a group of people with similar interest or same value? So that's generally the community means to me. How does one find it? You have to belong to the various communities such that you can take advantage of it. And it's primarily your background, and you look people you think you belong to. And also, like if you have a certain interest, you're into sports or into artificial intelligence, how you bring community of people with interest.
And I think that the definition of community evolves, not only because of technology and business, but also because of your lifestyle and your life changes. I grew up in a very small town in Pennsylvania. And when I was growing up, my idea of community was my town and the sports teams that I was part of or my friends were part of. That was our community. Now as an adult, you know, as you mentioned, you're part of multiple communities, the town in which you live in and your neighbors and your neighborhood. Philip and I are involved in the public relations community, and we connect with each other pretty frequently. I'm involved with my alumni association, so that's a whole nother community. So there's a lot of involvement, but there's a different definition of community as well, which is the online community. Mm-hmm. And what businesses think of us as a community. They build their social media profiles and they just throw up a post here and there, and they think that they're really communicating and building a community. That's not really a community. That's just haphazardly throwing things up on the internet. It's when they're actively engaging the people that they're trying to connect with, customers or physicians or lawyers or whoever they're trying to interact with. Is their actual engagement going in, and are they feeding the needs of that audience and building an online community?
I didn't even think about it from a business perspective. That's interesting.
Like Rick, I kind of grew up in small towns. I grew up in Oxford, Mississippi, which was a college town. But I think about all the different communities within just my junior high and high school. I crossed a lot of different groups. I played sports. I played in the band. I sang in the chorus. I was in the debate club. I was a nerdy guy. I mean, so a lot of those different groups. And I found great intellectual stimulation by being involved in a lot of different groups with a lot of personalities. As I've grown up long since then, because I was in high school an awful long time ago, it's interesting. I still find myself seeking out those different groups. I'm naturally curious, as any good communicator should be, I think. I'm always looking for some of that stimulation from different communities. I look at my meetings in a given week, And when given the choice, I try to engage with as many different groups as possible, because that's how I want my community to be. There's lots of different people all doing different things. And as a communicator, I find it challenging and interesting to find ways to communicate effectively with all those different communities.
So that then makes me wonder, what's the difference between a group and a community? I'm sorry, Mohan.
I just want to add, there are certain challenges also being in a community. The reason is there are rooms for conflicts, people going after leadership. And there are issues in a community. As long as if you can resolve it in such a way, you make better out of it. There are many positive aspects being community, but there are some rough, because individual interest versus group interest, that conflict will come into play. So somehow or other, you have to resolve those things.
Thank you for adding that.
The question, Robin, I think the difference between a group and a community, there's a lot of folks who belong to like professional trade associations. And I think if you're just in the member roster it's just a group to you. But mm-hmm. if you're actively involved and you're engaged and you're participating and you're attending events and you're taking leadership roles and you're volunteering, now it's become a community. So the same organization could serve both needs. You have people who are part of it as a group and people who are part of the community of that organization.
Hmm. Well, and I think with most organizations, I mean, particularly professional associations like Rick and I interact in, you get out of it what you put into it. And I think the same thing happens with any community, whether it's your homeowners association, a Sunday school class at your church or whatever it is. The more you put into it, the more you invest, the more you contribute, I've found the more you're going to get out of it. That's what creates community, hopefully by engaging with people who are part of that group that you've chosen to be a part of.
Is there a certain emotional aspect to being part of a community? Like, do you have to trust the people more than if you're in a group?
Oh, there's definitely emotional aspects, especially if it's around sports. I've been a lifelong Penn State football fan. Got my Penn State colors on today. But when my son enrolled in Penn State and we started going up the games, you definitely felt like you were part of a community now, because mm-hmm. it wasn't just Penn State football fans. Now it's Penn State alumni, the Penn State students, the Penn State parents. The school intentionally kind of facilitates that and advocates that. And you really feel like you're engaged. Even as a parent, you felt like you're part of the institution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you do need to have trust in order to really take advantage of the benefits from the community. If there is a lack of trust among the people, then the community value kind of is questionable. So there has to be common interest and people have to work together. And in most communities, that's what happens. But there are incidents where things can flare up and makes it a little difficult.
I think that communities too have an us-them component, because I've definitely been an outsider in communities before, where there's groups of people who are obviously really whatever that community is that we're defining, and I am not it.
There is a called a discrimination comes into play sometimes, because some people want to only, I mean, race become an issue. It could be. I'm not saying it is, but it could be. What it means, there will be some groups of the community saying that, okay, we belong, we are a little higher class and the rest are not. So I have experienced, I've seen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we've touched only briefly on how you find your community. I know, Philip, Rick, you guys are both in communities that are professional groups. How else? How do you find people that are similar to you? I mean, fortunately for me, I have a great online community of people I can call, but they're individuals. It's like I could call Philip, I could call Rick, I could call Mohan, but there's not like a whole host of us that are quick hits people who I would say, all of us, let's get on a Zoom call today and have a chat.
I think you can find them a myriad of ways. You belong to a chamber of commerce. You belong to a trade association. You belong to an interest group. My mother's heritage is Scottish, so I connected with the St. Andrew Society of Philadelphia. And then all of a sudden, I found 250 guys who all have a common interest in their Scottish heritage. Joined these professional trade associations as a way to connect with other PR professionals.
I'm a son of a Methodist minister. And so the way that works is about every 4 years, you'd move. And so when that's the habit, you find yourself making friends every time you land in a new community. And mm-hmm. and so that habit is carried forward for me, even though I've lived in Charlotte for 30 years now. Whenever I go to some meeting, I find myself seeking out the person who doesn't seem to have a connection or doesn't seem to know someone there mm-hmm. because I remember what it was like to be that person. I think that's part of building community. You have to reach out, reach across those lines and find people who you don't have as much in common with. I think that's one of the things that I challenge myself to do because first of all, I find it more interesting, you know, getting to know someone that you don't already know well.
I mean, my experience has been, you find somebody, then they give you referrals, and then you find them. It's a viral type of community in the sense, whether it is in a social setting or professionals. For example, right now, I know more investment banking people before I started with. Now, because one investment banker knows somebody else, and then you get to, so we have now a little community of just investment bankers. So that's it's all by connecting first and then going from a word of mouth, and you connect with other people.
That's interesting. I think all three of you I met because someone introduced you to me. I didn't go out and seek you each out. I think someone introduced you. So that viral idea, that's a good point. So thank you for sharing that. I'm glad that the three of you are part of my community. That is our 10 minutes. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.